And so the challenge for each of us is to recognize that our battle is not with one another. Our battle is to have our eyes focused on the Lord and let Him do the battle. It's a spiritual battle. So the thought here then is the true nature. And then conquering faith responds to the challenge with a positive confession. With a positive confession. You know what I like? I want to just point this out. When Goliath comes out, look at verse 8. When Goliath comes out, he comes to the servants of Saul. And it says in verse 13, those who follow Saul. And it says in verse 13, those who follow Saul. But what does David say in verse 27, 26, the end? He says, you defy, not Saul, you defy the army of the living God. He had the right perspective. He responds to this challenge with the positive confession that the battle belongs to the Lord. That yes, this is a battle. This is a serious battle. But this battle belongs to my Lord. And so, these are the principles for victory that we need to see. Another one is conquering faith relies upon the power of God, not in my own strength. To rely upon the power of God. To realize that, as Ephesians 5:15 says, that we're to be filled with the Spirit of God. That's part of that sanctifying work. To be filled with the Spirit of God. It means to be under His control. It's like a ship out at sea. And a sailboat that's out at sea, that's run, and the wind comes and catches it, and it moves that ship along. That's the idea of being filled with the Spirit of God. You and I are to be moved along by the Spirit of God in our lives. It's not just that we do whatever we want. It's that we're dependent upon the Spirit of God in every aspect of our life. That's what it means to be filled with the Spirit of God. It also is used in the sense of that as salt permeates the meat and seasons the meat. It's that our life is to be seasoned by the Spirit of God, filled with the Spirit of God. And so this is what conquering faith does. So principles for victory then. Conquering faith relies on the power of God. Conquering faith reckons the victory won before the battle ever begins. Before you ever enter into conflict, before you ever strike swords, you count the victory won. That's faith. Right? Let's go to the next thing. After the battle, the Christian life is not a playground. It's a battleground. The Christian life is not a playground. It's a battleground. But after the battle, after you experience a battle, facing giants is intimidating. So you put your trust in the Lord. David didn't need, and I like this quote, David didn't need to know Goliath's strength because he already knew God's strength. I appreciated that. So after the battle, we return to the Lord. Just like many, many times the children of Israel would return to Gilgal, the place of reproach. And they would have to go back there. That's where we need to go. Let's go to the next thought. After the battle, remember that battle is a lonely experience. So encourage yourself in the Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, we're reminded that David, everybody was against him, but David didn't sit there and feel sorry for himself. David encouraged himself in the Lord. You know, sometimes people aren't going to encourage you. And here's something else. Sometimes we say, and I've said it before, that sometimes I just don't get fed. Well, feed yourself. Dig it out. Enjoy God's word. It's not to blame anybody else. And it's not to say that they're unexcused. No, I'm not saying that. But it's saying that I have a responsibility to feed myself and encourage myself in the Lord. To be occupied with the Lord myself. And so we find that here. And let's go back to that just for a second. All David had was a rock, and he defeated the giant. And all you need is faith in the rock to defeat yours. All David had was a rock, a stone. And all you need is to put your faith in the rock to defeat your giant. We'll go to the next one. I'm kind of going through these fast because of time. But after the battle, after every battle, remember that trusting God is a stabilizing experience. It says, be strong in the Lord. To be strong in the Lord. When you have victory, when you have victory in your life, and we're going to get specific in the next session about some specific battles that some of us face. But when we have battles, and you get victory in that battle, and it's because the Lord has given you the victory, it strengthens you for the next victory. It strengthens you for the next battle, so that you can have victory in that battle as well. And so we see here that giant, the giant in front of you, and I love this expression, the giant in front of you is never bigger than the God who lives in you. Right? That's 1 John. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. All right? The next slide then. Winning the battles is a memorial experience. Give glory to the Lord during, before, during, and after the battle. And this is what we have in Colossians. But one of my favorite verses is in Colossians chapter 3, verses 17 and 24. It says, whatever you do, do as unto the Lord. Do heartily as unto the Lord. And I love that expression. Don't do it haphazardly. Don't give it your all. I mean, don't sit there and give it like, 55%. Give it your all. If it's worth doing for the Lord, it's worth giving him all. Doesn't he deserve it? Give it your all. And so we have that expression there in Colossians 3:24. But to be reminded that the Lord, the battle belongs to the Lord. It's his battle to win. It's his battle. Just let go. As Corrie ten Boom used to say, let go and let God be God. Be still and know that I am God. Let him prove himself. But you've got to be still. Okay, the next slide. And I believe that's it for this session. So when we think about these things, the practical side of the battle belonging to the Lord, I want you just to pause for a minute, if you would, and put your Bible down, put your pen down, and just take a second with me here as we close in prayer. I want you to just close your eyes and block everybody out. And as you're doing that, I want you to just think of your own life. What battle are you facing right now? What battle is there in your life at the moment? Could be financial. Could be in your family. Could be individually. You could be struggling with something. Are you sanctified? Ready to face that battle? Are you submitted? Are you strengthening yourself in the Lord? The battles are real. Are you prepared? Are you ready to say, Lord, I take this battle and I give it to you, and I want to declare here and now that the battle belongs to the Lord. Father, we want to just thank you at the quietness of this moment. And as we're all examining our own hearts, we confess to you that there are so many times when we fight so many different battles in our own strength. We confess this, Lord. But we see David as a beautiful picture of conquering faith. And we're reminded of the challenges that have been laid before us. And so much more that we didn't have time to bring out. But Father, we confess to you that so much of the time we run into the valley to face the giants. And we do it in our own strength and we wonder why we fail. But Father, this morning, you've spoken to our hearts. And for those that are facing some very serious battles, some very serious giants in their lives, We ask that you would just help them to get to the place where they could confess today that the battle belongs to the Lord. That they could just leave that battle in your hands. That we might realize that as a people, the battle is not one another. But that there's a spiritual battle going on. And may we see it as such. Father, we just want to lay it before you today and ask that you please just take all these messages and what's really of you, that it would just sink down deep and the Spirit of God could take it and apply it, and what's not of you would just fall by the wayside. Father, we just commit our time to you, and we ask that you would please work in our hearts and our lives. We ask it in Jesus' name.